Vayter and Shastra and Sanhedrin of Kufay, bring it upon Kufay, about 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Zokta the Gemara, Madua Shovava Amazay Yerushalayim Meshuach Nitzachas. Why is this people, Yerushalayim, rebellious and persisting with rebelliousness? The Jewish people, Amarav, Shuva Nitzachas and Shuva Nitzachas LaNavi. You know what happened? That is that the Jews, they responded as like a checkmate response to the Navi. The Navi's coming saying, do tshuva. They're like, nah, we don't have them, we're good. The Navi says to him, go do tshuva. Because your forefathers, that they send, where are they? Where are they? You know, they're dead. Amalan, say back to him, and what about the prophets who didn't do averus? Where are they? They're also dead. What do you want to say? That they're going to live forever? They're dead also. So, nice try. So, Amalan, what's going to help by doing tshuva? Amalan, so the Navi said back to him, Chizru v'hodu. Your answer is they repented and they were hodu. They confessed what they did wrong. Shenemar ach devarai v'chuka asher tzivisya savodai hanavim. Like it's next pasuk. But the warnings and the decrees which I charged my servants, the prophets, what did they do? They overtook them in the end. They admitted, so Hashem dealt with us according to our ways and our deeds, just as he said he was going to. So you should go ahead also and do what they did, and do tshuva before the bad that happened to them is going to happen to you. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, Boasar b'nei Adam v'yashu l'fanav. It says that what happened, 10 people came and they sat in front of him, meaning in front of Yecheskel. Amalam Chizubachuva says, do tshuva. Amalam said back to him, Evich Machor Rabba Visha Shagar Shabayan. Let's say you have a slave and the master sold him. Or you have a woman who the husband divorced her. Klum Yeshel Zel, is that Klum? Do they have any power over them anymore? They have no power anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he allowed us to be conquered, enslaved by the king of Bavel. He sold us, he divorced us, so therefore we don't belong to him. We belong to the king of Bavel. But Hashem doesn't have any claim against us, and he can't make us go and do tshuva. Go and say to them, Eza sefer krisis imchem asher shilachtia omi minushai asher mechati eschem lo. Where's the get? You know, you're saying that, of your mother who I dismissed, and which of my creditors was it that I sold you to? It was for your sins that you were sold off, and your mother was dismissed for your crimes, right? So it's not that I actually sold you. Sorry, there's no divorce, there's no sale that actually happened over here. V'hainu d'amar Rish Lakish, just like Rish Lakish says, my deceive, what does it mean when it says, the Lashon of David Avdi, David was my Evid, and Nebuchadnezzar Avdi, Nebuchadnezzar was my Evid. Interesting. You mean to say they're the same? Hashem knew that they were going to say in the future that, oh yeah, we don't belong to anymore. Therefore, he called them an Eved. That you should know, Eved shekonu nechassim, Eved lemi nechassim lemi. That if Eved is konu nechassim, who does the Eved belong to and who does the nechassim belong to? Rosh is klomen v'chadnetzar avdihu, chomat shekonu li, who v'adayin lo yotzassim yershusi. Even though you're under someone else, he's under me, and therefore you still belong to me. So nice try, there was no divorce, there was no sale, you're still mine. What have you in mind shall never come to pass. That which you say that will be like the nations, like the families of the land, to worship wood and stone. I live and declare, says Hashem, with a strong hand and outstretched arm, and without poured fury will I rule over you. Arvinachman, kol kiai rischa lirsach rechmana alon vilifrokinan. Oh, that the merciful one would bring all this wrath upon us and redeem us. We're going to be like the Gaimir, and Hashem's like, not a chance. Arvinachman's like, oh, please don't give us a chance. Bring us back. V'yisr l'mishpat elokav yarunu. Pasuk says, let him give Musar to compel it to do what is right, let Hashem instruct it. Amar Rabbi Barbechana, Amar Rabbi Nabi Yisrael, Chizu B'tshuva, do tshuva. Amar Rabbi said back, Ein on Yichol, I'm not able to. Yitzhar is Sholipanu. The Yitzhar is too strong, rolls over us. Amar Laham, he says to him, Yitzhu Yitzvechem, you know, give Mussar to it, in other words, give the smackdown to it, overcome it, beat your Yitzhar. Amar Rabbi says back, that Elokav Yarunu, let its God, meaning the God of the Yitzhara, you're going to rule over it and, you know, stop from coming against. Rashi says, Hainu tshuva nitzachas the amulei elukim yirunu she'ein anu yicholam lisar. So it's like a winning argument over here. Like, we're not able to go ahead and to do this. It's not our problem. It's too much for us. Let Hashem go ahead and give mussar to the Yetzirah and stop it. Zokten, obviously it's not true. We have Bechira and we can make the right choices. Zokten Gemara, now that we've finished off this idea of the three kings, we now go into the four Adyotos that do not have a place in the world to come. Arba Adyotos, Bilam, Vidoig, Vachitofo, Vigichazi. Bilam, why was that his name? Rashi She'en Lo Chilek Imam, below Am. Bilam, below Am. Without a people, he has no connection to his Ochilek. Davar Acher, Bilam Shebila Am, that he confused a people. Rashi says, Bilbo Yisrael, Be'at Sasa, with his Eitza, she Yisrael Abala, Kedem Inel Mimel Kaman, Vehipil Mehem, Choftal Alafim, and give him advice with them to go and get involved with the Vaiblach. And by doing that, they got stuck and they got involved with the Lazar. Ben Ba'or, why was he called Ben Ba'or? Sheba Al Be'ir, Rashi Zabal Asono, Kamo Behema, the Matagamin Ba'ir, that he was with his animal, he was with his donkey. Tana Huba'or, Hu Kushan Rishasayimu Lavan Arami, that Ba'or is Kushan Rishasayim, and it is Lavan Ha'arami. These are all the same person. Rashi says, Tana Huba'or, Aviv Shalbilam, Hu Kushan Rishasayim, who love an Arami. Ba'or Sheba al Be'ir. Why was it called Ba'or? Because he had Tashmish with his animal. Kushan Rishasayim, the Avad Shtei Rishayas B'Yisrael. Why was it called Kushan Yisrael? Because he did two bad things. Rishasayim is in the plural of Russia to the Jewish people. Achas B'Yakov, Yaakov, Achas B'Yakov, Shvot HaShoftim, one in the days of Yaakov Avinu, and one in the days of the judging of the judge. Rashi ben Yaakov, Sheradav acharav bikesh la'akar kol. He ran after him. He wanted to uproot everything. Rachas ben Shoftim, la'acher misas Yoshua, t'chsev v'yicher af Hashem b'Yisrael, v'yitnim b'yat kushan rishasayim. Wow. That's pretty bad. He oppressed him. Umashmo, what was his real name? Lavan Harami. Shmo, his real name was Lavan Harami, the white trickster. Okay, now, Ksiv ben Ba'or, Ksiv beno Ba'or. It says that Bilam was ben Ba'or, the son of Ba'or, but also says his son was Ba'or, which means, implying that Bilam was the father and not the son of Ba'or. Rav Nachman Aviv beno hu lo b'nevius. Ba'or is actually the father, but he was like the son in reference to Nevuah. Rashi says, Lebilam b'nevius, Shebilam gedol, gadol aviv haya b'nevius. He was a higher level Navi than him. Okay. Bilam hu delos ilam yasi. Achrin yasu. Right? When it says that Bilam, he's not going to go into the world to come, this implies that other people, Rashi's Klomer, Mitika Chashiv Tana de Masnisen, the Bilam Shay Nachri Badi Adyotos, Vagamer, the Elo Chelik Michlau, the Shar Nachim, Hishem Chelik, the other Gaim, they do have a Chelik Amaba. Masnisen Mani, who is our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanya, Rabbi Leza Omer, Yashuva Rishayim, the Shaola, Kol Gaim Shechi, Elo Kim. The wicked will return to the grave, all people who are forgetful of God. Yeshuva Rishayim, the Shaola, Elo Poshi Yisrael. The wicked will return to their grave. This is talking about the Jews that did Avaidus. Kol Gayim Shcheche Elokim Elu Ovdi Kochavim. This is talking about those, that's right, Elu Poshi, Ovdi Kochavim, those are involved with Avodah Zarah. Dear Rabbi Eliezer, that is what Rabbi Eliezer says. Says the Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, V'chi Nemar, Kol, does it say the Kol Gayim? Okay. Bakol Gayim, does it say that and all the people who are forgetful of Hashem, which means that there's a second type of group, it says all people are forgetful of Hashem. It doesn't have the word Ella. We're talking about one group. Yashuva Rishayim L'Sha'ola Maninu Kol Gayim Shechei Elokim. The wicked are going to return to the grave. And who are these people? The people that forget Hashem. But not everyone. Rashi says the Mishum Hachi Barak was Bachar Rishayim Shabehem, but no Seinu Sam Begehenim. They in Lem Chelek Lasid Avala Shai Yishem Chelek. The rest do have a Chelek. Biaf Ayayayay. Also Rashi Nasan Simim Bezatzma. That Rashi gives him to himself. Rashi Shem Chelek Lasid. He's not going to have a Chelek in the future. Amar Tamos Nafshi Mosi Sharam, because he said to me, the soul die the death of the upright. And my end will be like his. Which is mean what? Im Thomas Nafshi Mosi Sharim. If my soul then die the death of the upright, then Teachrisi Kamohu. If I die, meaning to say like a natural type of death, then my end will be like his, that of the Yidden, and they're gonna get the world to come. Vim Lav, but if not, if I don't die naturally, Rashi Deloyamas El Yarug, I'm gonna be killed, Yarug Hin the Holy Khame. I'm away to Gehenim. I'm going to my people, right? I'm enjoying all my peeps in Jehinom. So he prophesies his own Gehenim over there. Now, we go back to the story. We know that they came, that was Balak wanted to curse the Jewish people, so he came to hire Balaam. Vayelchu Ziknei Moav Ziknei Midian. The elders of Moav and Midian went to Balaam to go say what Balak said. Tana, Midian and Moab, lo yulehem shalom yolam. They were never peaceful. They always had fights between them. Hashem, the Tchsev, Amakayas, Midian, the Sadim Moab. They're always fighting. So what happened over here? Suddenly have peace. Mashal, shnei klavim shayib eider. There's these two dogs that were with a flock. They're watching this flock. They got a flock of sheep. Vayutzuvim zelazet, and the dogs really hated each other. Baz Eval Echad, a wolf came against one of the dogs. Amar Echad, the other one said, Imin the Ozer, if I don't help him, Hayom Hargo Sola Machar Baalai, he's going to kill him, and then he's going to kill me. Hachushtem Hargo Azev. So the two of them went and they killed the dog, the wolf. Amar Papa, Haile Dami Inchi, this is the old saying, Karkushta Vishunra Vadu Hilula Mitarba de Bishgada, the weasel and the cat made a wedding feast from the fat and unlikely victim. Says Rashi that this word over here, Kakushta is a chuldo, weasel. Kakushta v'shunya, einam shalom yolam. They never have peace with each other. Beis gada mazara, but they go ahead, and what are they going to do? They're willing to go ahead. Yeah. Okay, fine. They're willing to go ahead and come together in order to go and to get what they need. V'yesh v'sari madav in Bilam. So the offers Moav stayed with Bilam. V'sari midyan leichanazo. Where did they go? It says the two of them came over here, but it didn't say about what happened to them. Came with the armor who lino po alayla v'shivosi atzchamdaver. Once Bilam said to Moav and to Midian, "You know, spend the night here. I'm going to give you an answer." Amru Midian said that klum yish av sone is beno. Is there any father that hates his own son? If he's saying, "Let me wait here for the night. I'll ask Hashem what he wants." Says Rashi, "Shu sever sheyomer lo comes brachu kilos beni to come and Bilam lino po alayla." Like, it doesn't make sense. Hashem's not going to say it. So they're like, yeah, it's not going to work. We're out of here. Amar of Nachman, chutzpah, afilu klapi shmaya, mahani. This chutzpah, even against Hashem, it can work. Meikar ksiv lo tzei chimayim. First it says, don't go with them. Lubsof ksiv, kum lechitam. Then it says, go, get up and go with them. Oh, so you see, like, it actually worked out. Amar of Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, Rashi says, "Chutz v'fil klapi shmai mahani, the hani le'mas shehichus pan of lomer tzuchi balak lino po shamer lo kadosh baruch hu betchila lo telech v'hadar amar lecha amar lech." Right, first he said, "Don't go," and then he said, "To go." So you could actually get away with certain things over here. Amar Rav Sheshes, "Chutzba malchusa belo tagahi, chutzba is a kingship without a crown." Rashi is called Masrara Gedola, Ve'inu Chaser, Ela Kesemachos. It's a lot of power. The only thing that's lacking is an actual crown. D'chsiv, Anoche Yom Rach U'mashuach Melech V'ha'anash Me'ela B'nei Tzruya Kashem Yimeni. Like it says, I am this day weak and have just been anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zeruya, are too harsh for me. Right? So we see that even without the kingship, Rashi is called Me'ini Gadolim Ela Meshichas Malchus, only affected on the Melech, but they're pretty strong. Amrav Yochanan, Bilam Chiger Baraglo Achasai. Bilam was lame in one of his feet. Shenemar Veilach Shafi, like the Pasuk says, that he walked Shafi, Rashi's Kemo, Buksha, the Atma, the Shaf, Medukta, that he walked with some sort of limp. Shimshon Bishtei Raglav. Shimshon was lame in both of his legs. Shinemer Shfifon Alei, Alei Orach, Anoshech Ikfei Sus. Like it says that Dan is considered like a snake on the highway, slithering along the path, biting a horse's heels. Bilam Suma Bachas Meinavaya. Bilam was blind in one of his eyes. It's pretty crazy. Shinemer Shtum Ha'ayin. Like it says, the man with open with an open eye. Says Rashi, Shtum Ayin, Shtum Patuach Kemo, Shtum Onikar. Klomer Ein of Achas Psucha. Chlau, the Acheres Stuma. One was open, one was closed. Vachinami Mitagaminon to Shfir Chazi. It's the first Shtum Kemo Sasum Velav Milsi. Right, so it says Shtum Ayin with an open eye. Kosein Ba'amasohaya, he used to do magic with his Amma. Versus Kigon Maila. Yeah, anyway, point is he did magic with his shmagic. Because here it says that he's fallen with uncovered eyes. Says Haman was falling on the bed. Haman falling on the bed all the time is an implication of some sort of bed activity, and that's what's happening over here also when it says Nofel Ugluye Naim. That Yosef did magic with that. It's Mar Marzucha, Mar Kosein Ba'amasaya. Yeah, he did magic with his magic. Mar Bereder Avina Amar Sheba Alosono. He was with his donkey. Mar Kosein Ba'amasaya Kedamon. The one who says that he uses magic in order to go ahead and to do magic. Manda Amar Kosein Ba'amasaya Kedamon. Right, what's the source that he used to do it? It's like we just said, he's psukim. Amad Amar, Baal Asono Haya, Ksiv Hacha Kara Shachav. And it says over here by Bilam that he crouched and he lay down. Ksiv Hasam Bein Raglea. And it says, in other place, it says between her legs. Pasukin shoved him. Beep, turned the page. Kofayim Beis. Bar Enafel Shachav. He crouched, he fell, he lay down. Says Rashi, Ma Kriya Dahasam de Isbe Nefila Be'ila. He's just like that's considered Be'ila. So Af Kriya Dahacha Dechsev Nofel Be'ila He Shabal Behemto, that he had a relationship with his animal. V'yodea Das Elyon, one who knows the Das of Hashem. Hashad Das Behemto Laviyada. Bilam didn't even know what his animal was thinking. Das Elyon Laviyada. He can tell me he knew the Hashem's thing? No, my Das Behemto. What do you mean he says he knows Das Behemto? Dam Relay. Because they said, "My time alor chaftsusa. Why don't you ride on a horse?" Right? The people came. These shlichim. He saw Bilam was having struggle with his donkey. He went off the path and it crouched under him and refused to move. So he said, "Why don't you ride a horse?" Which they're going to listen to more. Amalu. He said to them, "Shadai lahu biretiva. I put my horses in the swampy lands." Usually I do. I would ride it. Rashi says, "Retiva bachu liros savim lachem." I let him go out to eat today to graze. Amalei alo anochi osomcha. And then the donkey said, "Hold on 1 second. Aren't I your donkey? Don't I know you well? Litaina ba'alma. Yeah, you're my donkey, but just for taina." Rashi says, "Amalehu." Lisa Masos, all their cove, just to carry burdens, but not to ride on. Asher rechafta alai. No, 1 second. You ride on me. So he's saying, you're telling me that I'm just carrying things. You actually ride on me. I cry ba'alma. Nah, just once in a while I do it. Rashi says, kashen lo sus mazun, ride on horses. Me old chale yom hazeh, what are you talking about? Your entire life you've been doing this, so you've been riding me. You never on a horse. You're with me all the time. Not only that, I'm like a wife to you at night, because you know you're with me. It says here that donkey said, "Have I been accustomed to do something like this to you?" Like when it went off the path and it crushed his leg and whatever, and he started beating it. Another place in Malachim, Tavon HaMelech and Avishag, she was there to warm him up. He used the same touch of lotion. He should be like a warmer. And he's saying like, What are you talking about? He uses me all the time. So here you're saying he knows Das Elyon, he knows Hashem's Das, but he doesn't even know his own donkey's Das. That doesn't make any sense. Ela Maivi Yodei Das Elyon. What does he mean when he says he knows the mind of Hashem? Shal Yodea. This is a Gemara we see back in Brachos. Oh, way back. I believe it's on Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, what does it mean? So Yodea Lechavin Otsa Shal Shakar Shbachu Koizba. He knew exactly how to calculate when Hashem would get angry. That's what it means when the Navi says to Yisrael that Ami Zechar Na My Yatz Balak Melech Moav. My people, remember, please, what Balak Moav tried to do. Ana also Bilam Ben Maor, and what Bilam responded. Hashitim Ad Gilgal, from Shitim until Gilgal. Laman Das Tzidkos Hashem, so that you can realize the greatness and the tzidkos of what Hashem did for us. My Laman Das Tzidkos Hashem, what does that mean? Amar Lamakosh Bachel Yisrael, Duna Kam Tzidkos Tzidakos Asisim Chem Yishino, how many good things I did for you. Shalok Asti Kolos and Ayam and May Bilam Rosh, I didn't get angry all of the time of Bilam Rosh, Rashi says, Shaya Bilam Mitzapa Lekilalachim, he's waiting to curse you. But Shashakos Bachel Kois Ba, Kolokos Meskaim, at the time of Hashem getting angry, all the Kolos are Meskuyam. So he didn't get angry the whole Tkufa. Shalmalik Asti Kolos and Yamiv, I would be angry during any of those days. Loish time is telling you, sell Sri Palat, there wouldn't be left over from the Yidden, Khalila. Hanit Kamele Bilam Labalak, Ma Ekov Lo Koba Kel. What can I go and curse? How can I curse? Hashem is not cursed. Let me have a switcheroo here. Hayamim. Okay, anyway, so he didn't get angry during any of those times. She says, Osam Hayamim lo zaam Hashem. Hayayin kadosh kashem. Kel Zoim B'chol Yom. Because we're gets angry every single day, says until him. B'kam Zoim, how much is it? Rega Shiner. It's just a moment. Shiner Ki Rega B'apo Chaim B'Ritzono. His anger is a moment. Life comes from his favor. Ibai Yisema, if you want to say, Leich, that you can learn that from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk is found in Yeshaya. Leich Ami Bo B'chadarecha U'sagorit L'asecha B'adecha. Go into your rooms and close the doors behind you. Chavi kimat rega ad yavor zam. Hide for a moment until the anger passes, which means just a quick moment. Emas rasach. And when does Hashem get angry? Bitlas shay kamaisa, during the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chivra karbolta de tanagola. When the what's called the comb, you know, that little thing on the rooster, the thing, when it gets pale. What do you mean? Most of the time it's already pale. Yeah. It says no. Kol shaita v'shaita is be suryaki sumke. There's red streaks in it. He shaita less be suryaki sumke, but at that time there's no red streaks at all. Story time. Ha'umina, this is mamish straight out of the Gemara there in Brachos. Ha'umina, da'ava b'shuva v'usid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There was this man who lived in the neighborhood of Yeshua ben Levi. Da'ava kometzair lei, who used to cause, you know, problems for Rabbi Yeshua. He was causing some serious problems over here. He was bringing certain psukim, the Gemara in Brachos says, that were not correct. And he was causing some problemos. So what happened? Yomachad Naka Tarnagola Vasile Bikare Vaosif. One day Yeshua took a rooster, he tied its foot, he sat up and he watched it. Because he wanted to curse. Right? Amar Kimata U Shaita, at that time when it comes, then when it turns all white, LTA, we go up and curse this guy. Kimata U Shaita Namnam. When that time came, he fell asleep. He dozed off for a sec. Amar, he says, Shmami no, I love our Chaira. Okay. I learned from this, it's not the right thing to do, you know, to do that. Tchsev gam anosh letzadik lotov. It's also not good for a tzadik to go and to punish. Afilu b'mine lo iboy le lemim rachi. One should not pronounce even against minim, even against heretical people, don't say curses. Tana mished Rabbi Meir, b'shah shacham azarachas, at the hour that the sun is shining, meaning in the morning time, the kings are putting their crowns on their head and they're bowing to the sun. Miyad koish. At that moment, Hashem gets angry. Vayakam Bilam Avokavechav, the son of Bilam got up in the morning. What did he do? He saddled his donkey. Tanim Mishum Rishum Belazar. Ava mevateles shura shel gedula. Love messes up the lines, right? The way that a person would normally behave. Rosh Hashava, Shava. There's definitely going to be a shit over there. Got a yud over here in the scene. Shava. Oh, Avram. That's a good as Baruch Hu. Sheava Shavram. Shav. Okay. A good as Baruch Hu is Avram. Avram is a good as Baruch Hu. Sorry. She'ov Avram is a good as Baruch Hu. Bitla Shura Shal Gedula Shechishiv is Shechava Shuv Asfo. Avram Avinu, he did the same thing because of the love that he has for Hashem. It says, V'yashkim Avram Aboker V'yachavosh Chamoro. So let's read this straight through. V'yachav Bila Boker V'yachus Asano. He did it about, he saddled his own donkey. Tanam Yishuv Yishuv Minullah. So Avram Avatel Shura Shal Gedula Me'avram, we learn from Avinu. Duchsev V'yashkim Avram Aboker. He got up early in the morning and he did it himself, even though he's very rich and he had servants. And Sina Avatel Shura. Sina messes up lines. We learn that from me Bilam. We learned that out straight up from Bilam because Bilam decided to go ahead and to do it himself as well. Right? He saddled himself. Bilam he got up early and did it himself. Bilam he did it himself. I'm Rabbi Lamarav. Lo, let me ask a kadam b'Torah and mitzvahs. I feel shalol l'shma. A person should always be involved in Torah and mitzvahs, even if he's not doing it l'shma. You're not doing it for its own sake. You're doing it for other reasons. Shemitov shalol l'shma v'l'shma. If you do it for the wrong reasons, you end up doing it for the right reasons. Shebeschayar b'ayim mishtayim karbonos sheikriv balak, because the reward for 42 karbonos that balak gave to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? He gave all these different things, all these different karbonos. Rashi says bein parim le'ilim. Zion Parim Zayim Elim Gimel Pa'amim Harimem Ben Be Parim Elim. And so he ended up giving all this kabbalah before he was going to try to go curse the Jewish people. Because of that, Zachav Yatsu and Rus. Rus came from him. Unbelievable. Amir Rabbi Yosef Ahuna says that Rus Bito Shel Eglon Ben Beno Shel Balak Melech Moaf. I said that's where he came from. And even though he did it for the wrong reasons. Amar le Rav le Rabbi Bar Mari Ksev, it says in the Pasuk in Melachim that this storyline is at a time when David HaMelech was getting old and Adoniah, who was his son, was going to want to be the king after him, even though David wanted Shlomo to be the king. So what happened? David didn't want Adoniah to do, you know, to pull shtick over here, so he ordered that Shlomo be anointed while David HaMelech was still alive. And that happened, and they came to congratulate David HaMelech on being the king. May God make the renown of Shlomo greater than yours, and may exalt his throne higher than your throne. So, upon success, Ksev Yitav Elkev Hashem Shlomo Mishmecha V'gadel Eskisa B'kisecha. Orech Ara L'mimra Lei L'malka Hachi. Is that the way to go and to speak to a king? You should say that your greatness is going to be less than another king? Not Derech Eretz, says Rashi. Shomer Vita to do such a thing, right? It's gonna give Chalisha Sadas to say it's gonna be bigger than him. Amarle, he says back, Me'ein ka Amarle. No, it's misunderstood. It should be from your type of what was known. Rashi says, Me'ein Shivcha ka Amarle, Me'ein Kisach, Velo Gadol Mamash. Doesn't mean it should be greater. Dilo Temach, if you don't say that, then Tevorach Minashim. Yael Eishes Chever Akeni Minashim Ba'ol Tvarach. That I explain what it says in the pasuk that may you be blessed more than the women of Yael, the wife of Chever. May you be blessed more than the women in the tent. Nashim Ba'ol Maninu. Who are the women in the tent? Sar Rivka Rachav Aleah. Those are the ones who are considered in the tent. Or Chayr Lameim Rachi. Are you going to say that the Vara is saying to Yael that she'd be even more blessed than the Sarif Garachal Meah, of course, that Ela Me'ein Kamer means like them. Achanami Me'ein Kamer, similar here as well. It means Me'ein, it should be similar to it. You know what, though? Not everyone agrees with that. Upligad Rabbi Yossi Barchoni, Rabbi Yossi Barchoni, Kol Adam Miskane Chus Mibidov Talmido. Everyone, a man is jealous of everyone except for his son and his Talmud. Meno Mishlomo, son from Shlomo, Talmido Yibai Seimai. And his son, if you want, is Talmud, you say, Vayhi na pi shnayim beruchacha elai. Pasuk in Malachim. This is what Eliyahu said to Elisha. Elisha wanted a double portion of Eliyahu's own abilities to do nevuah, and Eliyahu said, okay. So pshat means that Elisha wanted Eliyahu's power of nevuah besides his own, getting a double whammy over here. But our Gemara is saying that Elisha asked Eliyahu to give him twice of Eliyahu's powers. Although a person can give away what he doesn't have, he knew that he would have a much higher level of nevuah at that moment. He would get rid of his physical nature and go up to Shamayim and can give this to give it over to Elisha. And the point is, Eliyahu wasn't envious of Elisha, that he wanted to be greater than he himself. Just the opposite. Eliyahu was thrilled for that to happen. So we see that his son is not gonna be make a father jealous. Tell me the boy say Vimra Pishtaim Khachelai. Or you find that he leaves his hand upon him and he commanded him before Moshe Rabbeinu was dying, and he was making Yeshua into the next leader of Am Yisrael. He put two hands on him. He was thrilled for him to have, to have more. Back the thing Hashem put a mouth, something in Bilam's mouth. What was it? Rabbi Lazar Omer Malach. He put a malach in his mouth. So she's a mosa kodes baruchu la malach shelo yenichu lecheder elkalo. There wasn't able to go and curse. The malach wasn't letting him go ahead and do a curse. Rabbi Yonah said Omer Chaka. Then he put Rashi says she. He put some sort of hook in his mouth so he wasn't able to curse. More on Bilam. From his bracha, you could figure out what was in his heart actually to do just the opposite. He switches your curse to a blessing. You want to say there shouldn't be any bata kinesis, and he said just the opposite. That and he said, "Wow, how beautiful are your shuls and your batim majashas." Lo, sisha shchina aleya. You want to say there's no shchina on you? Umishkin osecha Yisrael, your dwelling places of Israel. It's talking about the Mishkan. Lo, say malchusa nimshaches. The kingdom shouldn't go on. And he said, "Kenachalim nitayu." They stretched out like streams. Like the it's going to continue on. Lo yulam zaysim mekramim. They shouldn't have olives or vineyards, or like orchards or vineyards. Kiganas alinar, like the gardens by a river. Lo yireach nonev. Their fragrance shouldn't go ahead and to continue on. Rashi says mi mitzvos is talking about from mitzvot. That it shouldn't help them doing their mitzvos. And what happened? Ka'aholim not Hashem, like fragrant aloes planted by Hashem, like aloes type of plant smelling nicely. Lo yalehem alachem balei koma. You want to say they shouldn't have kings that are big and strong, and this type of thing. Kairazim alei mayim, but he said like cedars by the water, that they were very big and strong. Lo yalehem melech ben melech, the one of a king, the son of a king. In other words, the dynasty is not going to continue. Yizal mayim midolyo, may water flow from his wells. Meaning kids are going to come from them, is going to continue. Lo say machusin shalatas b'umos, the kingdom shouldn't rule over the nations. He said v'zaro b'mayim rabim, and his seeds in many waters, meaning he's going to conquer over many different nations. Lo say azam machusan, the kingdom shouldn't be strong. What do you say? V'yaru me'agag malko, may his king be exalted over Agag. Says Rashi m'targumin of a titkaf me'agag, sh'tei machusa azam, it's going to be strong. Think lo tei mes machusan, it shouldn't be that they're malchus. Scary. I shouldn't be and what he say? Vatinase Malchuso. His kingdom should be lifted up, exalted. Amr Abba Barakana, Kulam Chazu Kalala, really all the things that he did say that he wanted to make as blessing, as curses that end up being blessings, ended up becoming curses. Rashi says, Kulam Kalala Barakhu Shabilam Chazu Kalala, Kamosha Hayek, Kamanasam Mitzchil, like he wanted originally. Chutz mi Batim Ganesis, Batim Midrashos, except for the Shuls and the Batim Midrashim. Rashi Shalom Yusku Miyasali Olam, that never stopped. Right? Okay, that never stopped. Sinema Vayafu Kishama Lukecha Lukhalas Akolu Bracha. It means only one of them wasn't ever switched around. That was the klala of the Torah, but not klalos, because the other klalos actually did flip around. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk in Mishlei that ne'emonim pitzei oev v'natoros nishikos sone? What does it mean when it says that the wound inflicted by a friend are trustworthy, but the kisses of an enemy are the reverse? In other words, as she says, nesaros nefachos kamo ater semahafich hatvua, klomar ne'emonim pitzei oev v'nefachos me'ne'emonos nishikos sone. You'd rather get a wound from your friend than a kiss from your enemy. Tova Kalala Shkila Achia Shiloni. Better was the curse that Achia Shiloni, who was a Navi, that he gave to the Jewish people, Yosem Yibracha Shibracha Bilam Rosh, better than the Bracha that he gave. Achia Shiloni Kila Sisrael Bakana. He cursed them with the metaphor of a kind of a reed. Shenemar Yika Hashem Yisrael Kasher Yonud Akana B'mayim. Hashem will smite Yisrael like the reed that sways in the water. Just like this reed stands in a place with water, which gives a lot of things to be able to survive. And it's stock. Beep, turn the page. 106. If it gets cut down, then it comes back. You go down, you grow back. As many roots. Even like all the winds come, they're able to knock it over. Elohu Ole Chabayimanim, it just kind of like sways along with it. Came into Domamu Arucha, so as soon as the wing stops, Amud Kanavim Koma goes back, staying exactly in its place. So that's what happened to Yidden. They're going to go through, difficult challenges, but they're not going to destroy it, they're going to come back. Of Abilam Rasha, Berichon Be'ekeres, he's like a cedar tree. My Eres, just like this, is not in a place with water. It's not, like you think, like it's a good thing, right? By the water, it didn't come from Bilam, it was added by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rashi points out over here, that Haydech Siv Karosam Alay Ali Mayim Shchina Hidarma Iu Amar Karosam Klom Hashayin Omdu Makam Mayim Shchina Amar Ali Mayim. Right? And okay, so Masharj Muatam, and it's just a few Shrashim, main gears on Machlef. If you cut it, it doesn't go back. I feel the color Ruchos of Olam Boas, Menoshas Bo, Aim is Zizan, some of them come, even if all the wind came, it's not going to move it. Kemishas of Ruch, the Rome is all, but when the southern wind comes, then Miyado Karto Fakta Apanav, it uproots it and it knocks it on its face. It's an intense wind, the southern wind. Have you seen that in other Masechtas? Lo od ela shezacha. We saw the Mavavah. This, Mavavah. Lo od ela shezacha, Karan Lito Mimeno Kulmos, not only that, but from a the reeds, you can make a pen, the komos, from it. Lichtov mena sifrei Torah, neviim, uksuvim, to write, Tanakh out of it. And you don't have that from the other thing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.